What is happening, everyone out there? This is Ben Miller here on Student Radio Time. I got my co-host next to me, Ryan. How are you doing, my man?
I'm pretty good, Ben. And this is, as Ben said, Student Radio Time. And we got a great act in for you today. Who is it, Ben?
Alexander the Great, but we like to call him ATG around this parts. He, in fact, himself likes to call himself ATG. He does his own little independent rapping, and it's really good stuff. I've listened to it extensively, actually, and I think it's some really impressive stuff. So when we get him in the studio, we're going to play you one of his songs that he has provided with us that is school appropriate, folks. So don't worry, we aren't going to be bashing on you with any types of risque material.
That would be
a bad idea. But anyway, so we're going to have him come on and just talk to him for a little bit, hear one of his songs, talk about him some little more, and get some more information on this great new artist. And if you want to be on our show, we have a email, and that is Ryan.
srt@whje.com. And if you don't know what Student Radio Time is, this is pretty much where we have music performances come in and either rap, in the case of today, sing. We've had a DJ in here. That was about 2 weeks ago. DJ B was in here. He just played his remixes that he's done. This is the fifth episode of Student Radio Time, and we only have one more this semester.
Oh, that's rough.
December 4th. So if you want to
December
be on
4th.
Before the end of the semester, email us, srt@whje.com, or else you're going to have to wait till about January.
Yeah, we're looking for you guys out there. We are so interested in having great people on the show. I mean, it's been a fun time so far this year getting a lot of these great musicians on our show, especially, you know, we had Francesca was our first one.
Yep.
And then Anna.
Anna Fagan was our second. Francesca played the ukulele. Anna played the guitar.
Yes. And then we had our very own DJ B, or Brady Klain, come on and do our DJ on our last show. We had our, I guess, was it a Halloween special, we can call it?
I guess we could. He did play a little bit of Thriller there in the beginning for us.
Yeah, that was some good stuff. So yeah, it's really, we don't care regardless where you're coming from in terms of the music that you want to play on our show. We just love to have you on here because the talent is just something that we appreciate a ton here at the station, especially out of students at Carmel High School. So we are going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break and be right back after these short messages. But before then, I'd like to just remind you that we are going to be having ATG come into our station, and we're going to be talking to him a little bit. So I'm excited. Ryan, are you excited?
I'm very excited. Our first rap here on the show. I'm very excited to hear this.
Yeah, it's going to be great stuff. We'll be right back after these breaks. Welcome back to Student Radio Time here on WHJ 91.3. My name is Ben Miller. Right next to me is Ryan Ruthrath. And now across from me, the great Alexander the Great, or ATG. Alex, how are you doing, my man?
Hey, I'm doing well.
So, Alex, you go about your own rap game, correct?
Correct.
Now, I do have to ask because I know that, you know, in the big name games, in terms of the rapping industry, there's a lot of rivalry. And I know that there is also a lot of rappers that are more circulated around Carmel nowadays than they have been in the past. And
yeah,
you being one of the more prominent figures in terms of the rapping structure of Carmel High School, do you know of any rivalries?
Well, there's I call it Sour Gang and Money Team.
Those Sour Gang and Money Team?
Yeah. They're Sour Gang with people like Vice, otherwise known as Tristan Clark. And then there's Alex Wirtz. And then there's Money Team, who's Dariush and that whole crowd of people. And it's an interesting rivalry.
Yeah.
It started out as a joke, and then Sour Gang got a little offended, I think.
So, so does that mean that like there's a lot of like diss songs and stuff like that? Like old Ice Cube, No Vaseline type songs?
I definitely think there's been some released. Vice actually released one about a week ago. I've had one recorded, but I don't want to. don't want to kill anybody.
Yeah. You don't want to ruin that vibe. So yeah, he's been doing. How long have you been doing? Well, I guess how long has it been like something that's been like an interest of yours?
Well, I've always actually liked rap. I used to listen to hard rock a lot, like screamo and stuff like that, and growing up. But yeah, my mom always listened to rap. I remember I used to live in California in like fourth grade, And we listen to a lot of Bob Seger and a lot of Eminem.
Bob Seger and Eminem. Yep. That's one of the that's the strangest thing I've ever heard, honestly.
She had the Marshall Mathers LP and the Slim Shady LP, EP, one of the two. And she used to play those CDs in the car all the time. And that's when I used to be interested, but I never used to think about making rap music until like eighth grade. I used to write a whole lot, and it just sprouted into rapping. It used to be really bad, but over the years, it's been a good 4 years of developing the talent.
Yeah. Now, I've personally talked to Alex a lot about, because I share a class with him, and we talk a lot about music and newer music, and he's really into a lot of stuff that like a lot of people have never heard of, and a lot of the stuff I've seen him listen to, and it blows me away that like you're able to discover stuff like this, and it's on like SoundCloud, and like I've been on SoundCloud and I've tried it out, like going through and finding some new stuff to listen to, but there's so much. It's like it's uncontrollable. Hard. But the question I want to ask you is, and I don't want this to be like a deep spiritual question, but what do you think in terms of the modern rap scene separates basically places the line between good material and bad material?
Ooh, that's real good. I think now, especially like current day, the past month, there's been a refiring of the rap industry, especially like people like Missy Elliott and Erykah Badu are releasing music. They haven't released music in a long time. So I think rap is starting to rejuvenate. I mean, last year, The Pink Print was one of the most sold rap albums of the year, and it sold like 200,000 copies in its first week, like an all-time low for top three album sales. Marshall Mathers LP sold like 1.1 million in the first week.
Wow.
So it's crazy to see how everything's changing, and I think the public definitely determines a lot of what's interesting, but the more you dig into rap music, the more you realize anybody who's popular in current-day culture has initiated a sound that is their sound. Like, for example, Drake, if you want to listen to Drake, there's nobody else that does Drake better than Drake.
Yeah.
That's like, if you want to go listen to Kanye, Kanye makes his own style of music.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I think that, especially nowadays, there's a big surge in creating a genre. Like, trap didn't used to be a big thing until the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And then it kind of blew up because trap was a new sound that people were trying to make their own. Like OG Macko does his own version of trap. And he yells and screams. He's real loud, but it's definitely, it's his own personal noise.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, I think, some in new styles essentially coming out constantly.
Yeah.
And that's what changes.
I totally agree with that because you know, you listen to, it's just not even like it's this, it's around the same ideas of the more of the I don't know if I should call it songwriting because it's rap, but the songwriting process for rappers, it does seem like there's a lot of uniqueness, especially with like those big name guys that have really gotten a name for themselves, especially Jay-Z. I really like about him and the music that he makes is how it's sort of industrial in a way. And it's really kind of like, it feels raw. And the same thing, I think, I can't remember, what's the Kanye record with?
Yeezus.
Is that? That's a gem.
It's
one
awesome.
Of the best I've heard in a long time.
I think it sat underrated for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I listened to it all the way through the other day, and it's incredible how he went from, I think 808s was the album before Yeezus. Yeah. How he went from 808s and Heartbreak to Yeezus. Two incredibly separate sounds.
Yeah.
And then he did them both so well.
It was almost like he took like his sound and he like, I don't know. Like when I listen to it, I'm not much of a rap fan, but I like to give it a chance because I do enjoy, you know, I do enjoy my occasional NWA or you know, Public Enemy. Those are my favorites. But I do enjoy that every once in a while. And one day I did sit down and I listened to that record, and it was like, it blew me away along with the new Kendrick record. Mm-hmm. It just blew my mind because they were taking like these really strange ways of constructing the music, and they were just rapping behind it, and it was just really, I mean, you know, Kendrick, he uses jazz, and he uses, I mean, not on top of that, he uses a lot of influence from the other people that he includes on his records, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I totally agree with that in terms of, like, how they change the way that they make their music in terms of, do you think that it's that they're doing this more as they're wanting to express themselves, or they're wanting to, like, I'm really interested in making this new sound and I just want to try it out?
I think a little bit of both. I think people want to find a musical way to express themselves, and expressing yourself under somebody else's musical sound, I think, gives you, it's disingenuous. Like, you may have grown up on a sound, but that's not your sound.
Yeah.
And so, in an effort to find music that relates to themselves, they find their sound.
Exactly.
So, I think that's a big part of it. If you look at people like Big Sean, who hasn't changed their sound in, like, the past three albums, Big Sean's starting to be a little less relevant now in rap days.
Exactly.
And I think that's a big part of it, because didn't evolve to a new sound. Kendrick, over the past three records from Section 80 to now To Pimp a Butterfly, his sound is just so ever-evolving.
Yeah.
And Drake, too, one thing that's surprising, if you listen to his old mixtapes, he's definitely, you can track a change in how Drake approached music and how Drake goes at the beats that he's going for.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible to watch how rap changes consistently over records.
Yeah. And, like, I have seen this evolution in terms of rap music, and I've related it a lot to the old sounds of, like, the 60s, when people started experimenting with, you know, the Beatles. You know, they went from, you know, their happy head-shaking music, they went from that, and then they, and I can't remember the year, but they came out with Rubber Soul, which was, like, a big-time change, and that was, like, you know, that was the record that influenced, like, Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys to go out and do Pet Sounds, which is one of the greatest records of all time because of its experimental use, and I can tell you, when, especially with that Kendrick, the new Kendrick record, is that when I listened to it, it completely, like, blew my mind. It was more of, like, it was rather, I was not sitting there, like, bouncing my head because, like, yeah, like, this is some good stuff. It was more like I was listening to it and it was blowing my mind, like, this guy's making this music. Oh, and yeah. It's just incredible.
There's
just
so
crazy.
Much. Oh my gosh. There's so much that goes into that record. Oh.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So we have ATG in the studio. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more about his music. Hopefully not go on a crazy rant about the amazing Kendrick Lamar as he is. And yeah, we're going to play his one of his songs that he has gotten with us today. And then we will talk to him a little more. So we will be right back after these short breaks. Up next, we're going to have Brill Bruisers with the New Pornographers. It's a good song. I know I couldn't pronounce it correctly, Ryan. I apologize.
It's fine, but, man. Just play that song
okay.
for us.
So we'll be right back after this.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Yeah, we're back. Guess who's back? That's a little rap for you. Anyway, I don't know. So, Ryan, we are in the studio today with who?
ATG.
How are we doing once again?
Still doing good.
We had a little talk about rapping philosophy and that earlier. So, what? And I did realize that we did get a little bit sidetracked. What we want to talk about a little bit more is just your personal experience in terms of just what your involvement is in this area of music, this vast area of music. How would you just, I guess the question I'm trying to ask is, how would you describe your rap to a listener who has no idea, you know, like a first impression kind of deal?
That's hard. I try to stay as multifaceted as I can. This new mixtape I'm working on is definitely the most expressive album I've ever worked on. It's definitely the whole thing we were talking about earlier about developing your own style. I think I'm finally reaching a point where I've starting to expound on my style versus expounding on my rap ability.
Yeah, I've discovered myself, you know, I have a lot of influences from a lot of the newer bands in terms of the music that I want to create. And, you know, I've been working on my own things here and there, and I can totally agree with you. It's been maybe over a year of me, like, shooting to make this music, and then I'm like, this sounds too much like them. I cannot do that.
It's a journey.
Exactly. So, you know, I have, if you want to check out ATG, by the way, he's on SoundCloud, and it's... Is it Alexander the Great and then ATG? So it's Alexander the Great, which is ATG, the subtitles. Anyway, and then you take that, Alexander the Great, and then you it's like in parentheses, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So yeah, it's ATG on SoundCloud. You should be able to find them really easily. You've got a lot of music on there. How many mixtapes would you say?
I've had 4 mixtapes. One of them's not on SoundCloud. My first mixtape was a lot of development, and I think, like, if I remade it now, it wouldn't sound nearly as bad, but I didn't have the skill, and it's more personal than I think I'd be willing to make right now, and it was too bold, like, in how I was saying stuff. It wasn't created for rap. It was more poetic in a sense. So that's not on SoundCloud any longer, but I've made 4 mixtapes. I've made a total of like 40-ish songs.
40-ish. Now that's a pretty impressive discography for, you know, someone who's new is to come out with that much stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of your process of coming out with these releases, how long would you say it generally takes you to put together a mixtape?
Throughout the whole process, probably like 4 or 5 months at least. But whenever I'm sitting down and making the music, it's definitely a lot less long. A lot of that time is trying to develop the actual music making. If I want to, I can sit down, wake up in the morning, and then write a song. Yeah. And then that song's done, I'll record a rough draft, and then I'll listen to it for like a week. Send it out to close friends of mine to see what they think of it, what needs to be changed. It's a lot of making things better rather than making, because I think I have the process of making the music down, but trying to develop a good, consistent product is what I work on a lot more.
Have you ever had, like, with these encounters with the people that you go to and you give them, like, hey, man, I'm thinking about doing this on my new mixtape. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been an instance where a guy was just like, oh,
No, they've definitely been moments they probably should have. Again, as I mentioned, my earlier mixtape wasn't that good. I got a lot of support from friends just because they supported me doing music, but not necessarily the product. But now it's at a point where people are giving real opinions in that, hey, you know, this song's really good. This song isn't as good. You could make this better. Whereas beforehand, it was more of a general push to do better.
Yeah. Now, the, like, collaborative process that you have with these other artists that are around Carmel, when you sit down and you make these, because there are a couple songs that feature, when you look through, you know, you did mention Tristan Clark's Vice rapping persona that you did mention earlier that I have seen quite a couple times appear. And that process with him, would you consider that to be you either... you write your own stuff first and then you bring it together, or do you sit down together and you're like, yeah, this is what we're gonna write this song about?
Depends on the content. With Vice, we've made what I'd like to call bangers, and those bangers.
Well, you gotta define that now.
Well, for me, it was just a hype song, and I think with hype songs, it's a lot easier to just throw a beat at somebody and say, hey, write a verse. Whereas King Sus and I, Alex Wirtz, are hopefully going to create a track soon. And that's going to be more of a collaborative process in which we both sitting in the same room making a song together.
That's very cool. Yeah. I have to say, where do you do all this at?
Like, I'd like to call it a studio in my house. It's not a studio that you would think it is, but it's a really soundproofed room, essentially, with a microphone and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's very cool. That's honestly very impressive. Do a lot of these other rappers have the same sort of setup?
I don't think to the same extent. I have a lot of, like, shields to cut down on noise and all that kind of stuff, and to make the voice more crisp. Because I do all the mixing, I do all the mastering. So it helps a lot. And I think that's one thing that helps in creating a sound that doesn't sound what's a good word for it? That doesn't sound polished. It doesn't sound official. Whereas I think the mixing process and all that's actually really important in getting your music and message across in a way that people will take it in.
Yeah. So when you like record these songs and these raps and everything, about how many tries does it take you to get it like perfect the way you want?
That's a good question. I try to do all of my raps in one take. And that's been a goal of mine. I believe that I definitely have done multiple takes for a verse, but in my eyes, if you can't do something in one take, or if you can't do something into a spot that you can break, that means you can't perform the song.
Yeah, exactly. And How are you supposed to do it live?
Exactly. And that song shouldn't be on the record. So I definitely try to do everything in one take. And because of that, it takes from anywhere between like an hour to like 6 hours to get a take I like. And even with that, I'll try and change things like enunciation and things like that, because you can just hear those subtle differences. It all adds up to make a really polished product. Like I'll say an S wrong and it'll sound and like really real S-y rather than a precise S, and I'll go
be like, ah,
yeah, and I'll go back and record the whole verse because that one S.
There's no problem in that, especially considering that yes, you do need to have that talent so you can take it out and you can like, you don't have to like sit at like a club and then you sit there and you're like, oh, hold on a second, and then you have to wait a few seconds before you go back into your verse. So we have ATG in the studio today. We actually have a treat from you. You have an unreleased song, right?
That
you
wanted us to play. I have a song that's soon to be released on an instrumental album from a friend of mine, which I'm one of very few rap features on the album. A lot of it's instrumental, and it's an artist. He actually went to Carmel last year. His name's Ari Brown, and he makes really good music.
Yeah.
And I was happy to give him a verse, and I was blessed to have the chance to work with him on the album. And I just be on the lookout in the next month.
All right, so we're going to play this new untitled track from Alexander the Great, or ATG. We'll be right back after this.
Looking for a place to matter. Looking for a face to see. Too many places and faces to be. So I kick back, trying to find some chill. Cause the chill is the only thing that's real. Looking out, blue skies all turn to black. Black skies just shine from a light that passes by. It don't stop, just flies right through. Looking out, dark skies so breathtaking. I gotta take a minute just to take it all in and learn just how small you are. But I fight the fight, I'm gonna win the war. Cause my body made up of an ancient core of stars. I'm a piece of this, I'm a piece of this, I'm a piece of this. I'm a piece of the world, piece of a puzzle. Piece of a soul, piece of a muzzle. Pieces subtle and pieces bold. I'm just trying to not let my peace get sold. I'm just looking for a place to matter, looking for a face to see. Too many places and faces to be. So I kick back, trying to find some chill. Cause the chill is the only thing that's real. Iconic, ionic, replacing all your pieces yearly. No room for the astronomics, cationics. Just a little bit of chronic hydroponics. Unlocking your soul with tonic at a time. Now the time is prime. Slow it down to make it last. Take advantage of the relativity you're moving past. Cause the past was a short, sweet moment ago. And the skies will always outlive your soul. Sun will rise despite all your issues. The sun will fall despite all your tissues. The sun will burn you.
Pass on the energy discovered so you can start enjoying the view. Enjoying the hue of multidimensional perception. Join the view with lizard people in session. Join the colors connected and separated. Join the life you live, no need for a replacement. Looking for a place to matter. Looking for a face to see. Too many places and faces to be. So I kick back, trying to find some chill. Cause a chill is the only thing that's real.
So that was ATG with his untitled and unreleased track that's going to be on this new mixtape for his buddy Ari, who we were talking about. Have you worked with him in the past?
No, this is the only song I've ever done with him. He was a grade up, so it was real hard to get together. He actually heard my stuff on SoundCloud and reached out to me to put me on the tape of his.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I was excited.
Are you do you do a lot of things with like people, because SoundCloud is such like a really like vast, you can connect with people all around the world and talk about music and stuff like that. Have you ever like worked with someone who's like totally like you'd have no idea who they are?
Yeah definitely. There's a on my last mixtape Grilled Cheese, there was this guy named AG who laid down a guest verse, and he I have no idea where he's from. I think he's from California, but out of all places, Reddit.
Reddit
you know? can connect you to a lot of people that you don't know.
That's a good database, especially if we're worrying about new music. And I've here at the station, I've told people, you know, go on Reddit if you want to look up some new great bands or something like that. Oh, yeah. So it's a great way, and I think that's cool about how you reach out to people that you know you put yourself out there and you're like, look, I'm. That is what you do, right? You're just like, I'm just looking into working with some people that want to make some music and are good at what they do. And
I mean, if you look at the attributing tags to all of my songs, there's it says produced by blank, and all those producers I find on Reddit, and they're people that I'm almost fans of. There's Chef F the Beat Farm Assist, all three different words.
Yeah,
and he makes a lot of beats that I vibe with a lot, and he's been on all three of my four releases, and soon to be on the fifth release too.
That's very cool.
So do you prefer to work by yourself or with other people?
With the beats and the musicality behind it, I used to produce my own beats. My first mixtape, I produced all the beats, and I realized to develop, while it would be a more personal sound, it wasn't a sound I was willing to put out there. It wasn't to the product, to the level of efficiency and the level of product that I would be willing to put out. Just because the amount of skill it takes to produce and then work on rap, I think is, it's really difficult to deal with both. But the rap itself, I definitely prefer to work alone in all of the rapping. And that's why I also do all the mixing, all the mastering, so it's a sound that I like. Because that mixing and mastering process can make a huge difference in what the end product sounds like.
I really dig your sound, man.
Thank you. I think appreciate it, that.
So this is, I dig the, you know, you heard a lot of elements in there, especially from instruments that don't typically get played out. Like, you know, I feel like the piano had a very jazzy feel to it. And, you know, there was some guitar I heard in there. And, you know, that's like the kind of inspiration. Like, do you gather inspiration like that? Or is it like your own quest?
A little bit of both. Definitely, as we talked about, To Pimp a Butterfly, his jazz and then the funk in that album definitely pushed me in a direction in which I searched for more jazzy type sounds, but I definitely, I don't think anything I'm making is similar to To Pimp a Butterfly, but it's influenced by To Pimp a Butterfly. My newest album has a lot of piano, a lot of brass instruments, a lot of just real soulful sounds.
Yeah.
And it's almost like sitting in a coffee shop and then someone's rapping.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah, I'm excited cool to sound. See how it comes out.
So yeah, we have ATG in the studio. He is on SoundCloud at Alexander the Great and then ATG in parentheses following that. Very great stuff. Very great stuff to listen to. We are going to take another quick break and then we'll be right back. Have some closing out words with the man himself. And then we'll see you guys again in the next 2 weeks. So we will be right back after this song. It is The Book I Write by Spoon. We'll be right back, folks. You are tuned in to Student Radio Time here on WHJ 91.3. We have been talking for this past about 45 minutes with the Alexander the Great rapping personality here from Carmel High School, and we were talking a little bit because he has had about a couple mixtapes that have been out on his SoundCloud, but he has mentioned to me that his music will be on iTunes, correct?
Yeah, that's my Christmas gift to everyone I know.
That's awesome. You can definitely, I don't know how much money they give per click.
I think it's 70% of what you sell on iTunes, and then on SoundCloud, on Spotify, it's something like $1 per like 1,000 plays. It's not about the money for me though. It's just ease of access.
Yeah, well, that's a great attitude. That's something that a lot of people get respect from. So this idea of taking music and putting it on iTunes, is it a complicated process?
It's not as complicated as you would think, but a lot of the, especially with rap, with the heavy sampling that goes on, it's a little bit of a legal issue, but I'm not too worried.
Is there like people that like sit down and they like listen to it and then they decide like, are we going to put the big red explicit next to it, or do you have to supply them with like...
I think you have to supply.
You have to disclose them with that.
But all my music is generally explicit because I view curse words as just, it's a form of language. If somebody gets offended at a word, it's something that, it's their personal problem that if you hear a word and you're like, oh, he said that, then... that's your beliefs in that word. Whereas like I view everything's words and they all express something a little bit differently. There's no two words that are exactly the same. So
when you write like music, it doesn't have to depend on the emotion, but if you like have an instance of like an event that takes place that like you think about a lot, do you usually like in a way of dealing with it, do you like to like sit down and kind of like write raps about it and whatnot?
That's definitely how you start. There was a lot going on whenever I first started writing in eighth grade. And that's definitely what pushed me to be a rapper, is because it's almost, if you heard the Eminem song Kim, it's called a catharsis, and that it's an extreme emotional release, and that the things he says in that song, he never goes through. Like he never, in the song Kim, he says he's going to kill his wife and this violent depiction of it. But it's more of an emotional release to get all that out in the air, because people say, it's not good to hold that stuff in, and it's not. So I turn to writing for a lot of it, but for like love songs and things like that, you can definitely take from everything you've been through, everything you know. And I think rap does a really good job of it's self-expression. It's not an expression of music, so to say, but it's an expression of yourself, and that you are the music.
Being someone who's really involved, someone who knows a lot about the rap scene as a whole, do you feel like there's a sense of these artists that have a lot of redundancy in terms of their writing process and whatnot?
Yeah, especially with trap rap now, as it's starting to, I don't want to say it's coming to a close because it's definitely still popular, but it's starting to recycle a lot. And I think that's the plague of more party type music, is there's only a certain amount of content that you can express in a party song. There's definitely, you can't go and express you being at a party different than somebody else can express being at a party. You may see things differently, but all in all, it's the same experience.
So when you have your listeners listen to your music, what do you want them to be looking for in terms of this new style that you're exploring?
I hope that you can take from it the individuality from it. And I hope in my eyes, there's definitely a sense of ideology that goes into music too.
Yeah.
And that ideology comes across, and that's something that people can believe in and people can, I don't want to say look up to, but can find themselves in. Mm-hmm. I definitely try to quote unquote find myself in my music, and my newest mixtape touches on that a lot. And I hope people can listen to that and take something from that and implement it into their own lives rather than like party time music, something to relax to. I think there's a little bit of everything for everybody in it.
Yeah. Well, we're getting towards the end of our show that we have to conclude for today. We've had Alexander the Great on, or Alex Odendahl. I haven't even mentioned your real full name. If people want to look you up, it's ATG at SoundCloud, and be on the lookout for that iTunes stuff, man.
Yep.
It's exciting stuff. Ryan, for the last time, until when is it? December 4th?
Our next show will be December 4th. That's in like 3 weeks, same time from 10 to 11. If you want to be on, email Ben and I at srt@whje.com, or else you're going to have to wait till January.
Oh, that would be a long wait. I don't know if I can go this long without this show.
I know. It's a great show. I like all the music talents that we brought in. It's a wide spectrum, from raps to DJing to actual playing on like an instrument to singing. I just like it a lot.
We want everything we can get from these really talented musicians that are all around Carmel. So yes, we are going to have to end out the show. My name is Ben Miller. Ryan Rothraff next to me, and across from me, the great ATG. Look him up. His music's awesome, and I can tell you that not only because he's sitting in the room right now. I would tell that to someone if anybody asks me in public. I would tell you that, you know, if you want to listen to someone who's really good and has a lot of a local talent that has a lot of really great talent. So yes, ATG, I appreciate you coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Ryan, would you like to close us out?
You're listening to Student Radio Time here on 91.3 WHJE. This has been week 5.
All right, folks, we'll see you later on. Have a great day.